USA Radio News with Wendy King.
143 people aboard a military charter plane heading from Cuba to Florida wound up in the St. John's River near Jacksonville, Florida. The plane apparently overshot the runway and went into the water.
The water is shallow, so the rescue operations were relatively easy. And I do see that they launched one of the rafts, which would be standard. Once you deploy a slide or you pop the emergency doors, that's automatic.
The plane was one of two regular weekly flights, rotating back U.S. military personnel, family, and contractors from the Guantanamo Bay Navy Base in Cuba. There were no prisoners on board, and there were only a few minor injuries. Cities along the Mississippi River are deluged with water, and they're expecting even more flooding this weekend. So far, four deaths have been blamed on the high water. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The 23-year-old truck driver who was accused of speeding and causing a fiery Colorado highway crash last week has been charged with four counts of vehicular homicide. The North Koreans have once again fired off test missiles. Officials in Seoul are now reporting that North Korea has fired not one, but several short-range missiles. This may be a sign of a diplomatic breakdown between President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un. The president did speak on the phone with Russian leader Vladimir Putin following the release of the Mueller report.
He actually sort of smiled when he said something to the effect that it started off as a mountain and it ended up being a mouse. But he knew that because he knew there was no collusion.
Meanwhile, the head of the House Judiciary Committee has set a Monday deadline for the Attorney General to present an unredacted version of the Mueller report to Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. economy was churning out jobs last month. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department says around 263,000 new jobs were added in April. That was well more than the analysts' estimates of 185 to 190,000. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The mother of Otto Warmbier, the American student who was held in North Korean custody, then died shortly after he was returned to the U.S., is making an emotional appeal to continue the pressure on North Korea. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
In Washington, Cindy Warmbier recalled when she met her comatose son on the plane bringing him home.
My gorgeous boy, who every girl had an immediate crush on, looked like a monster. I swear. The look in his eyes, which I didn't know he was blind at the time, was absolute horror. Horror, like he'd seen the devil, and he had. He was with the devil.
Warmbier said Friday that while she supported Trump's effort to negotiate with Kim, she was not optimistic about diplomacy. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.